It's time for the Connect FM local youth sports beat this week. It's sponsored by Wise Eyes at the Dubois Commons and by Dr. Greg Lineski. The District 9 basketball season has come to an end. In PIAA playoff action last Wednesday, Class 2A in boys, Red Bank Valley advanced with a 54-21 win over West Shamokin. That advanced the Bulldogs into the quarterfinal round to face Aliquippa on Saturday. But the season came to an end for Red Bank Valley on Saturday, as Aliquippa took care of Red Bank Valley by a 68-44 score. Red Bank Valley closing out the season with a 24-4 overall record. Also, as some of the remaining teams wrapped up their seasons in the PIAA playoffs, last Wednesday in girls' games, it was Bishop Guilfoyle over Dubois Central Catholic in a Class Single-A playoff game. The Lady Cardinals finished their season with a record of 15-12, and Elk County Catholic fell to Williamsburg 54-30, so the Lady Crusaders had an end to their season with a record of 26-3. And in Class 4A girls, it was St. Mary's falling to Blackhawk 63-33 last Wednesday. The Lady Dutch finished their season with a record of 22-6. Well, District 9 baseball and softball scheduled to get started this week. The schedule very tentative, of course, due to the weather, as it often is this time of year. Games on the baseball schedule for today include Elk County Catholic at Dubois Central Catholic, Bradford at Brockway, and Punxsutawney at St. Mary's. Then on Friday, Dubois is scheduled to play at Central Mountain. Elk County Catholic should be at Punxsutawney. St. Mary's to face Clarion Limestone on the road. Those are Friday's scheduled games. In softball, yesterday, the Clearfield Central Martinsburg game was postponed. They'll try to make that up on Friday. And on the schedule for today, Phillipsburg Osceola at Dubois, Elk County Catholic at Dubois Central Catholic, St. Mary's at Punxsutawney, and Bradford at Brookville. They'll try to play Central Clarion at Brockway on Thursday. Then on Friday, Central Mountain is slated to be at Dubois. Brockway will be hosting Bradford, and Elk County Catholic will face Warren on the road. That's a local youth sports beat on Connect FM, sponsored by Dr. Greg Lineski and Wise Eyes at the Dubois Commons.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Value.